It's 2025, and a new year means new opportunities. For a lot of you out there, I know you've been thinking about one thing for a while, and that's starting your own business. But you have so many questions. How do I get started? How do I come up with a brand? How do I even sell stuff to people? Take a deep breath. Shopify's got you. How do I know? Because I had the same questions when I started, and here's what I learned. For starters, the best time to start your new business is always right now. And Shopify makes it so simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. No coding or even design skills needed. And their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. So why not act now when it's that easy? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? So sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/forthegirls.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today is the first episode of 2025. I cannot believe that I am saying that. If you have listened to all of the episodes here, then you know that we started For the Girls back in 2021. So I feel like every year it's like, you know, this is the last episode of 2021, the first episode of 2022. Like, I just cannot believe that we are on to 2025. This year will be 4 years of For the Girls. Oh, I'm shocked, I'd say. Wow, I actually can't believe that. I didn't even really register that going into this. It just, once I said this is the first episode of 2025, it kind of reminded me. It felt like a very familiar feeling of saying, this is the first episode of 2023, 2024, whatever. So that is just crazy. I cannot believe that we are here. I'm happy to be here. If you are watching on Spotify or on YouTube, then you see I have this glorious tan. I'm actually in my pajamas, which I kind of had told myself that if I was going to do the video recordings, I'm always going to be presentable. I'm always going to have my hair done, my makeup on, have, like, you know, clothes on. But here's the thing. I just got home from a 10-day vacation, hence the tan that you're seeing. I now have exactly what, well, technically less than. So it was exactly 1 week from getting home. So we got home last night. So it was 1 week from then. So it's 6 days from me recording this to pack up my apartment and move. So I'm just in a mess. I'm simultaneously doing the laundry from my suitcase from vacation and packing, like I'm unpacking and packing at the same time. So I'm unpacking my summer clothes that I just wore in Turks, doing the laundry and all that while packing up my apartment at the same time. So for today, you're just going to get what you can get this week with this episode. I do have a good episode in store, but it's just crazy out here. I got a lot going on. I cannot believe that I'm about to move again. This is my sixth move in 5 years, so I'm exhausted, needless to say. But yeah, it's just this week is going to be a really busy week. I'm honestly not going to have the time to get myself ready and all dolled up to film, so I wanted to just get this out of the way and, you know, give you what I got. So that's what we're doing, okay? And what we are talking about in lieu of it being a new year is the fact that every year is your year if you decide that it is. I feel like a lot of people go into the new year like, you know what? Last year wasn't my year. This year will be. And I want to change that tune. We can totally shift our perspective around this saying, like, this is your year, this is my year. You can completely shift your perspective around what makes a year your year by kind of putting a theme, if you will, on your year. And we can talk about this theme from both a micro level and a macro level. So I'm going to give you two different examples of what I'm trying to say. And I hope that this episode, my goal for this episode is to kind of help everybody like take a deep breath and relax and say like, yes, this is going to be my year, but so was last year and the year before, and so will next year. Every year can be my year if I shift my mindset around it. It's not only like, this is your year if you find the relationship. This is your year if you get the job. This is your year if you make a lot of money. That's not the case. So let's talk about it on the smaller scale, on the micro level first. I think instead of just vision boarding and having 10 different goals that you want to accomplish and trying to do them all, you can group those goals into categories where they make sense together. Like some, you might have 3 different career goals on your vision board. You might have 5 different personal goals on your vision board. You know what I mean? So group them together by category and then accomplish them by order of importance. So focus on each category on a daily, weekly, monthly basis and put them on like a hierarchy, a scale of importance. Like imagine a totem pole. What's at the top of your totem pole? What's at the bottom of your totem pole? What needs to happen right now and what can wait for later? And I say to, you know, do this on a daily, weekly, monthly basis because not everything requires attention daily. Where some things are more short-term, short like smaller goals, whereas other things are long-term goals. They are things that you would see over a year, not on daily or weekly basis, but more of like a monthly basis. So, you know, you're going to kind of figure it out like that. And then, of course, be realistic with them on a yearly basis. So I think that I've said this before where I kind of stopped making my vision boards be only for that year. Like the vision board on my desktop might be from 2022 or 2023. I might have done it at the end of 2022 into 2023. I don't remember exactly, but I can tell you for a fact that I did not make it this year. I did not make it last year. Like it's been my background for quite a bit now. So when you make your vision board more, not to say like vague, but more generally speaking about just like your life goals, then you're not going to feel like a failure because you have 20 things on your vision board, but you only made 5 of those things happen this year. That doesn't mean that those 15 other things now go in the garbage and now 2025 was a failure. No. So I like to make my vision boards come to life over a span of time. I remember saying in an episode years ago that I had a baby and an engagement ring on my vision board, which I actually now would be a good time for me to change my vision board because I have like engagement rings on there. And so I could change that to something new to add in there. And so I remember saying in a podcast episode, like, I don't even have a boyfriend, but I have pregnancy and I have marriage and a wedding and engagement on my vision board. So it's not like I think that it's going to happen now. Obviously at that time, I didn't think I was going to get pregnant that year or get engaged that year. I did not even have any prospects. But my point was that I just had all of the things that I wanted on there. And then, you know, I got to take them off as I accomplished things over time. And so that's why I do change it up as I accomplish certain things. So this was kind of my own personal reminder that it is time to change my vision board again, because I can take certain things off right now. Anyway, so I'm going to give you like a bit of an example of what I mean when I say like to be realistic with them on like a yearly basis, because here's like 2 different things. Maybe you have a dream Euro trip on your vision board that requires say 2 months of traveling and taking off of work. Like you're really not going to be, you're really not going to be working throughout the summer because you're going to go on this Euro trip that goes around the world or all around Europe, whatever. And also say on your vision board that you have accomplished my biggest year in business this year with my highest sales, and I want to break records and I want to, you know, make the most money I ever made. So maybe if those are 2 things that clearly they don't like go well together, they don't cooperate, you focus on the business first, right? You make the money first, you do that thing, you break the records, you hit the goals, you get the high sales, all that. And then you go on the trip as it's like, okay, that makes sense. Now I could go on the trip with you know, an abundance of money because I just accomplished these things. I know these are two extreme examples, and I know the average person is not struggling to decide between making millions of dollars or going on a 2-3 month Euro trip, but you get the point of what I'm trying to say. These are two different vision board dreams that would not complement each other. They counteract each other. So you don't want to really hope and try to achieve these two things at the same time because it doesn't make sense. It's not to say that it's impossible. Of course it's not. It's not to say that you can't accomplish different goals just because they're in different areas of life. I'm absolutely not saying you can only accomplish a personal goal and you can only accomplish a professional goal at different times. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying this to help you take the pressure off of yourself of saying, like, it is okay if one waits for the other to be complete. You know, it's to take the pressure off yourself of doing everything all at once and then being disappointed by the results because you didn't give your all to every single thing. You quite frankly couldn't give your all to every single thing, and you couldn't make every single thing happen back to back to back. You know, I think people get in a race. I don't know whether it's a competition with others or a race within themselves, their own timelines, especially us women always put timelines on ourselves. But life is not that. Life is not a race. It's not a sprint. It's not a competition. There is no finish line that determines what place you come in. You can't come in first, second, third, fourth, fifth place in your life. And there's no timeline that determines at which point you are considered a winner or at which point you are considered a failure. These are all just things that we tell ourselves and convince ourselves. So you're not competing with others. This is you. This is your life on your own. You get to determine how it goes, what schedule you follow, what timeline you follow, even though I don't think that we should necessarily put ourselves on these things. But yeah, again, it's not to say, because on this show, I believe everyone can have everything. I believe you can have it all, and I do not think you should ever settle. It is just to say, like, okay, let me be realistic with myself before I set myself up for failure. Because if I think only accomplishing this and this would determine if my year is successful, then I'm probably going to end up with a disappointment, you know, a disappointed year, because I'm probably not going to have my highest grossing sales and my biggest, you know, record-breaking income of my life this year if I also plan on taking 3 months off to go travel the world. You know, again, extreme examples, but you get the point. So that's on the micro scale, but then on the larger scale, and I say micro on the smaller scale because that's a little bit more tangible of, like I said, the vision boards and the goal setting and stuff like that. But on the larger scale, on the macro level, I think you can follow the theme, like I said in the beginning, with just everything in life. So you can decide what your theme of 2025 is. I'm in my saying yes to everything era, or I'm in my finally saying no era. Like, maybe this is the year where you start implementing boundaries, where you start saying no. This is the year where you start prioritizing self-love. Like, this is my year to be selfish. I'm prioritizing self-love and self-care. Or maybe you're prioritizing trying new things this year, or getting good at new things this year, getting out of your comfort zone, doing the hard things that you always told yourself you can't do. Or maybe this is your growth and health year where you get out of bad habits, and whatever the case is, by this macro scale of a theme, it's like all the areas, all the categories of your life will align with said theme. Personal, professional, relationships, financial, whatever. So let's say it's your yes year where you say yes to everything and you start putting yourself out there. And simultaneously, your bad habit or toxic trait, if you will, has always been being a hermit and never leaving your house for anything at all. You're just always in the house. You have, let's say, a little bit of social anxiety, or whatever it is that just makes you never put yourself out there. Now, because you're following this theme of it being your yes year, it can include anything like travel, yes, I'm going to go on that vacation. It can include going out on the weekends and making plans with friends and making new friends. Yes, I'm going to do that. This is my yes year. I'm going to put myself out there on dating apps and meeting guys and go meet guys in person. Again, it could even be like the smallest things, such as going to the grocery store to do your grocery shopping in person instead of staying home and ordering your groceries, which I am very much guilty of. I mean, I don't like to say guilty because it's not like a bad thing. I think it's a great service that they offer these sorts of things. But sometimes there's no reason why I can't go to the grocery store. It's just, I'm just like, I'm lazy. I don't want to leave the house. I don't want to see people. So say that you're in your era of getting out of the house and putting yourself out there, then those are some habits that you break. I'm going to go to the grocery store in person instead of ordering it. Or it could even be something like walking to your destination if it's close enough instead of driving. Maybe you just don't even get the fresh air because you never leave the house. You never get any steps in. Whatever it looks like, these are all just examples of following a theme and applying it to every single thing. So like I said, 2025 can be your year if you decide that it is, just like every other year can be. So what is it going to be your year of? 2025 is your year to do what? 2025 is your year of what? And I'm going to give you a breakdown of my past 7 years because I really reflected on this. This is how I like came up with this topic because I really thought about my life since 2018. I find 2018 to be a very significant year for me. Prior to that is like childhood, I feel like for me. I graduated college at 2016. So I feel like from 2016 and prior, I was still a student. And then 2016 to 2018, I was working my, you know, post-grad, what do you call that, entry-level job. I was just kind of like, you know, doing what you do at 21, like partying, whatever. There was really nothing of like significance, I feel like. And then 2018 to now, I can really reflect and break down the themes of each year. So I could group each one into like the category of that overall year. And I think this might be helpful for you to hear, which is why I'm sharing it, when it comes to figuring out about your years. And I don't want you guys to only look forward. I also want you to look back because I think that hearing this breakdown and this new perspective shift can offer you a new perspective in the sense that you can reflect on a year that maybe you thought was a flop. You thought that year was a failure. You're like, oh, I can't even think about 2021 because that year was full of fail and this and that and whatever. But as you hear this now with like tangible life lessons and stuff, maybe it'll help you shift your perspective and make you think differently about that time. So let's start with 2018. Like I said, this was my year where I started to build the life that I wanted. This was my time that I started to build a career on my own, the lifestyle on my own that I felt like I was very much aligned with. You know, when it comes to like being independent and everything that I wanted for myself, but I really didn't feel I could have, I couldn't have because I still lived with my parents. I was in my hometown. I didn't necessarily see like those things in reality. And also where I come from, a lot of people don't leave, which I think a lot of people can relate to. A lot of people don't leave. So I was very used to everyone around me playing small, which I believe limited my own beliefs. And so 2018 was my year where I dropped a lot of friendships. I quit my job. I became my own boss. And this is after 3 years of fashion blogging, which was a hobby for me. So I started in Fashion We Trust. I started creating content and blogging since 2015 in college. But 2018 was the year that I started to make money online. Working online finally became, my job, which was essentially my dream job. So 2018 was my year where I really focused on that. All of 2018 for me was like just getting started and going hard. So the theme or significance of that year was getting out of my comfort zone, doing new things, doing something that, you know, a lot of people put limiting beliefs on me in regards to. That's why I did drop a lot of friendships I lost, if you will. No, I wouldn't say it was much of a loss, but a lot of friendships ended. Okay, we'll put it that way. A lot of people were, whatever it is, judgmental, jealous, whatever it might be, very opinionated when it came to what I was doing with my life. And so it was a big year for me to really like branch off, get out of those friendships that were holding me back, try new things, believe in myself, bet on myself, take chances, and just, like I said, start something new and like really get going. And so that was the kickstart to the next, you know, 7 years of my life. And then 2019 was my growth and expansion year. So this was the year where I moved out full time. I moved from New York, where I'm from, to Tampa, Florida. And I went away for college, but this was like true adulthood, like true living alone, a plane ride away. So there was major growth and exploration this year in all different ways. You know, trying out a new city, making new friends. I only knew a few people in Florida. I didn't go there with a bunch of friends. I was also doing things differently in my business to try it out. So even though my business started through social media and all that, I started to do in-person events. So I was doing networking events. And what I discovered was that it turns out that I don't like that kind of stuff. I did it because I felt like I had to. I saw other people in, you know, the industry doing that. And so I felt like I was behind because I was not hosting in-person events. But I learned that I am not a social events person. I am more of a social media person. I would rather work from home on my own in private. I don't really like having to show up and do work with people in person. It's just not my thing. I'm a homebody. I would rather conserve my energy. But the only reason why I found that out and learned that lesson was because I tried it. So I wouldn't have known if I didn't try. So even though there was a lot of, you know, a lot of, you know, negativity within that, if you will, I consider them to be lessons learned. And I think that they helped me so, so, so much, because 2020 was a big year for me, which I'll talk about in a second. But going back to 2019, the growth was unbelievable, because I went out there on this high of like, I'm super successful now, like I'm independent, I'm doing all things right. But then I started to try new things, because sometimes you get carried away when you get like comfortable in your success or whatever you have going on. And then you're like, all right, now I'm going to try this. Now I'm going to try that. Now I'm going to incorporate this thing. Now I'm going to incorporate that thing. And you do it because you feel like you have to, because you feel like, well, if I got to this step, then I have to get to the next step. And if this person in my industry is doing this, then I should be doing this too. Clearly I'm missing out on something. And so that was kind of where I was at, was just trying to pile on as much as I possibly can. And it turned out like I actually don't have to do that. So I really had a lot of growth and self-discovery and went through, you know, that kind of trial and error year in 2019. And so, like I said, that led to 2020, because by that year, I knew what I was good at. I knew what to do. It was a year of massive success for me, because I was able to really like add on to what I was already doing by sticking to what I was doing, not really branching out, just kind of like doing what I was good at times 10. And so in that year, I saw a lot of financial prosperity and adventure. I did things bigger. I moved to Miami. I leveled up. There was lots of travel and lots of spending money and never saying no. I was just always ready to go, go, go. 2020 was a very big yes year for me. I was out all day, all night, every day. I was really reaping the rewards of being successful at every cost. So while 2019 was a trial and error kind of year, 2020 was like a now I can crush it kind of year because of that trial and error. So I really learned from the lessons and like saw the growth in 2020. And then 2021 there was a big shift. It was my year to have personal breakthroughs and let things really start falling into place. And a big part of 2021 was ending the year back home by family. So I went through years of what I thought having it all meant, because for me, a lot of that had to do with money. Like, it still kind of does in a way. I highly believe in financial abundance. I highly believe in success and making, you know, a lot of money. I think there's no reason to not strive for that. I think money creates amazing, beautiful experiences. It's given me the life that I have today. So I don't have any negative feelings toward money. I just view it a little bit differently now than I did back in 2020, where I thought money was no object and it was like spend all your money. And so I went through, you know, that time of thinking I knew what having it all meant, and I loved that lifestyle, being young and wild and free and selfish and go. Like I just said, I was like nonstop. But then by 2021, I was like, actually, no, this isn't for me. Like, it's just not what fuels me. I did so much inner work this year, 2021. It was a big year of personal development and digging deeper, which led to launching For the Girls. Like I just said in the beginning of this episode, For the Girls came out in 2021. And it was just such a big passion project for me. It was something that I had wanted to do for years. So it really kept coming up through doing this personal development, through the journaling, and really trying to figure out what I actually wanted, what would actually feed my soul. The podcast just kept coming up for me. So that's why I launched it in 2021. And it's like a true testament of following your passions. It was not an overnight thing. It was years of being thought about, years in the making. And it just made perfect sense, you know, for me. And so very heavy on it being a passion project and not a job, because it was not income producing whatsoever at that time. I made $0 from it, but it was fulfilling in more important ways, which was very important for 2021, because every single time that I was doing any sort of personal development work and reflecting and journaling, all my answers just kept leading to the same place, which was fulfilling my soul, following my true life's purpose and my life's calling. And like just all of the work that I was doing for myself personally, and I had worked with coaches, like I was doing calls and all of these things, always led to like feeling unfulfilled. Even though I had the money, I had the career, the dream career, like all the things that I thought I, you know, really, really, really cared about, I still felt like unsatisfied. I moved to Tampa and I loved it, but let me go to the next place because Miami's better. Now I'm in Miami and I'm like, okay, where's the next best place? Like I was always trying to find the place that would feel like home. And I was always trying to find like 100% contentment and just feeling like, all right, I'm satisfied now. But I wasn't finding that. And so all the journaling kept pointing me in the direction of finding that feeling of like safe, secure, confident, content, all that. And so that's how For the Girls came out, and also my decision to move to Hoboken, because that was like 20 to 30 minutes from Staten Island, which is where my family is, where I'm originally from. And I remember writing in the caption when I was leaving Florida and moving back up north, saying in it, like, I was like embarrassed to admit that I wanted to move back up north, because for me, I thought that that would mean I failed. Like, wow, I moved away from my hometown, and then only 3 years later, I'm going right back, you know? So I felt like that's embarrassing. But home is where the heart is, right? Isn't that the saying? And like my heart was not in Florida. And so I didn't go all the way directly back to Staten Island. I went to Hoboken, which I loved. I talk all the time about how much I love Hoboken. If anyone is moving anytime soon, try Hoboken. I love it. I highly recommend it. And so it just felt like things were really aligning in the right places at the right time for the first time in quite a while. I did like a super fast-paced lifestyle. I enjoyed it. It's not like I was living a lie and I was like, oh, I'm so miserable. I very much liked the lifestyle that I lived at that time, but not for long, like not for a full-time lifestyle. I think I'm just like a little bit more, too much of like a homebody for that. Like it was fun. Okay, cool. For like 3 to 5 months. Like, wow, this is so different. This is so cool. But not for a year or even longer. So I actually broke that lease in Miami, which cost me an arm and a leg. But luckily, I was still in my big spender era, so I felt perfectly fine doing that. I still think about that to this day. Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out, because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny." And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, girls, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through too. Menstrual cycles, menopause, and even though it's a natural process, it doesn't make it any easier to go through. But the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body adapt to any stressors, like all chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So it's perfect for women who struggle with all different life-disrupting symptoms, such as PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings, menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, or even poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas. So in other words, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is here to make women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They made no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today. I was today years old when I found out that the average bottle of water contains 240,000 tiny particles of plastic, and I never moved faster in my life to make a switch in my daily routine. So I found LifeStraw, which is the only water filter dispenser that removes over 30 contaminants, including microplastics, bacterias, PFAS, and improves the taste of your tap water. I personally had no idea how contaminated bottled water can be, but I always feel so guilty constantly restocking so much plastic in my house. So I always drank tap water, but my fiance would never because, to put it bluntly, he thinks it tastes gross. Now that we've been using LifeStraw, I feel so much better and guilt-free knowing I'm drinking safe water, and my fiance actually thinks the improved taste has been such a game changer that now he drinks it too. And it was seriously the easiest change I ever made. So goodbye microplastics, bacteria, and gross tasting water. No more nasties. Use code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off of the purchase of any LifeStraw home product at LifeStraw.com. Offer cannot be combined with other promotions. Anyway, so then fast forward 2022. was, now I'm like really expanding on this, right? Like I was, like I said, I work with coaches. I'm now doing, even offering the personal development help through the coaching and for the girls. Also in 2021 is when I started to do confidence coaching. So I'm like really in my like fulfilled era. Like I'm really starting to like expand now on feeling good. So 2022 was my year of prioritizing my personal life. I really started to step into my feminine energy. So much changed in regards to that, because especially if you've been following my content on, let's say, Instagram, which is where I really started, since back in the day, I was like business, business, business up until basically 2022. So those past 2 to 3 years, you know, from now to then, I really like stepped out of my masculine energy. It's also natural for me to embody my masculine energy in general. Like I just have, I'm very strong in that, but I have really done the work to not rely on my masculine energy and not lead with my masculine energy. So 2022 was a very big stepping into my feminine energy era, and I felt comfortable leading with that energy and leaning into it and knowing how to balance out my masculine energy. And I started to feel really content with the decisions that I was making and the things that I was doing. So now I was closer to my family and my friends, which made my lifestyle in itself feel more wholesome. And that's like what I was going for. I wanted to feel surrounded by love. I wanted to feel wholesome, and I don't know, like I didn't want to feel, I was still independent, but I didn't want to feel so independent where you're so far detached and so far removed. Like one thing about my family is like Sunday dinner, like that's the tradition in my family. And so for those 3 years of living in Florida, I was watching my family have Sunday dinner through the group chat or through posting the food on social media. So I really missed that. And I felt like I was missing my grounding. Like those things are what really ground me and humble me and bring me back down to earth and remind me that like the money and the job and the fast pace and the going out and the traveling, like none of that actually matters if you're not, you know, with the people that mean the most to you. And so I really missed that. I missed that lifestyle. I missed my family. And now 2022 is when I got that back. And so I do think that that had a lot to do with really being able to embody my feminine energy, because I just felt safe. You know, I just felt secure, which has so much to do with being able to embody your feminine energy. Because if you don't, if you can't, you know, feel that way, if you don't feel that way, then you can't fully embody and step into that feminine energy. And so with that said, I made career changes to align with my happiness. So I leaned more into my own personal brand. I focused on For the Girls. I actually started TikTok 2022, which I can't believe I only started it then, because I've been on Instagram forever, but I started TikTok 2022. I launched Vixen the Label in 2022, which was mostly a fail. Okay, we won't get into that. But I don't even care, because it was still me nonetheless. Like all of my work finally became about me rather than about promoting other brands. So this was a big shift in my career. And I feel like it also aligns with being a big yes year. Like I just, everything that I wanted to do, I said yes to. I started to do it, whether it was with my career and making those changes, like I just said, or picking up hobbies, making new friends. I went out every weekend. I became super intentional about dating. Like I really, really leveled up when it came to dating. I was always dating beforehand, but I wasn't 100% sure of what I wanted. Like even though I thought I did, I'm like, yeah, I want a husband. I want to have kids. Like, yeah, that's very vague. That's very general. At that time, like beforehand, I would go on second dates with guys that I wasn't 100% sure about. I would keep giving chances to guys that didn't make me feel, you know, like 100%, you know, even if I was like, I don't know if he even likes me that much, I would still answer when he asked me to hang out, like all those things, the typical things that every girl does. So before 2022, I feel like dating for me had so many ups and downs of like, I don't even know why I'm answering this guy's text message, but I have no one else on the roster at the moment, so I might as well. Whereas in 2022, I became really vulnerable. I really discovered a lot. I really opened up my heart to trusting the process. And I felt so close to calling in my person. I just had that feeling that he was coming, that he was on the way. It was just like always there. My confidence skyrocketed because I was finally at the forefront of my life, not my job, not a million other things, nothing. Not the fast-paced lifestyle that I thought made me cool. Like, I was just like, no, I am cool. I take pottery and that makes me fucking cool. Like, you know, totally different. So I think that that change of lifestyle and also the change of content, this is like so random, but because I mentioned TikTok, I think the change in my content and getting on TikTok and being open with the video and the talking and the vulnerability was a big part of this too. Because I was now making the dating content and talking about my dating experiences, and I was connecting with a whole new audience, and I was growing online just by being myself and sharing my heart and sharing my feelings. And I think that helped me so much during this era. So let this message, you know, let this be your sign to post the content, because it is life-changing in the best way. Being able to express yourself and be vulnerable and share your experiences and all the things that I was doing online, and then being able to make money doing it too. I mean, on top of it, that was just the icing on the cake, because I wasn't making money on it, you know, in the beginning. But all that was just like, whoa. And this also aligns with being able to make focus my career on myself, because I was now doing things that you can monetize, like the podcast I began to monetize, like the TikTok, like these things, by just being you. And it's not like you're in it for the money, because you're in it because it feels good and you're passionate about it. But then the money is a byproduct of it. And you're like, wait, I could totally shift, you know, my lifestyle. I could change my life just by posting this content. So why not? So let this be your sign, because that was a big part of my 2022. And it was like the best thing. I miss that algorithm because TikTok does not favor me anymore. So I'm like always shadow banned. I literally posted a video today that has 100 views. Oh, okay. Thank you. Anyway, let's fast forward to 2023, because 2023 was a good one. This was the year where it all made sense. It was the year where I finally found love. But it was not only the year just to find love, but to finally say, I get it now. I understand why every year led to this. I understand why I did not find love in 2020 or 2021. It all makes perfect sense, because each decision that I made and each little thing that I did, no matter how big or how small, all turned into a lesson that needed to be learned. It all turned into me moving and being in the different places that I was supposed to be. And it was all meant to end up here at this point in time. So that our timelines worked out so perfectly, because he had been going through something and I wasn't even living here. So it wouldn't have worked out prior to then. Like, the fact of the matter is, every single thing that I did year to year, even to the point where I was so uncomfortable and so like could not wait to move, and I was not happy staying in Miami, and I was like so excited to go home, like, even that little period of discomfort or pain was necessary, because it put me in the right path to being in the place that I was at in 2023 in order to be set up and meet my future husband. I would not have found my true love during any of those years because it wasn't my journey at the time. I had so much more to get done. So much to figure out, so much to work on personally, professionally, so much internal healing that I had to finish and, you know, like achieve, so many breakthroughs to go through and decisions to make, and many more levels of maturity to unlock. So by the time 2023 came around, it was like, been there, done that. You know, meeting him felt like a breeze. It felt natural, it felt right. And it felt like it was all in divine timing. Like I just said, there was very little doubt or insecurity ever. There were moments, obviously, of like, I hope that this works out. You know, it was more of, hopeful feelings rather than insecure feelings. I hope I hear from him again. I hope he doesn't bail. I hope that it works out. You know how you feel when you meet someone that you finally like? But it never felt hard. It never felt like it wasn't going to work out. And I had never experienced that before. I never had experienced so much confidence in a guy, confidence that he would show up, confidence that he likes me just as much as I like him, confidence that he misses me when I miss him. But I'm convinced all of that worked out the way it did only because of all of the work that I had done prior and all the things, the life I experienced prior. I didn't just sit around and wait to meet someone. I didn't just sit around and say, you know what? Every year has sucked, but 2023 will be my year. No, I grew every year. I did the work every year. And I was fine being single and independent because I just kept focusing on me and the shit I had to do and get done. And so I moved again in 2023 back to Staten Island, the apartment I'm in right now that I'm about to leave. Oh my God, I can't get over it. But I moved back to Staten Island for good. Not just close by, not in New Jersey because it's 20 minutes away, not a half hour away. No, I finally surrendered and moved back to my hometown, which is ultimately the place that feels the most like home for me. And so again, it all just made sense. 2023 was the year of surrendering. I surrender. Aha moments went off in my head. Everything made sense. And then it all led to 2024, which again made so much sense because 2024 was my year of finding comfort in the slowness and that feeling of settling down. Prior to 2023, you know, like in those years of the moving around, I know I moved again in 2023, but I moved even closer to home. But like prior to all that, there was no slowness in my life. I never felt settled. There were times where I had traveled week after week, month after month, and lived out of a suitcase most of the time. Like, I would just be like, oh, I need to pack for this and pack for that and pack for that. I don't even want to be home. I'm never going to be home. Like, I just always was on the go. I never even wanted to be home. There was that pride in like, oh, I'm never home. I'm always out. I'm always traveling. I mean, shit, I moved 5 times in 4 years. This will now be my 6th move in 5 years. So there was a lot of that moving around. I was trying to find my footing and I was trying to find the right friendships, like more friendships. I have my best friends that I've had since high school and those are my sisters. Those are my absolute girls. But we haven't been the like going out together friend group in a while just because we all live completely different lives and do different things and don't even live near each other. So I was like always trying to find like more friends to go out with and like people, like it was just like nothing was ever enough. I was always trying to find more and more and more. And so I was constantly going out even when I didn't want to, even when it wasn't fun to me, just because I felt like I had to. And so all that to say, 2024 was a year where I finally stopped doing that. I always felt before like I had to, like I was boring if I don't. But then, you know, 2023, a lot changes when you meet your person because you realize a lot about yourself because that person never makes you feel like you're boring. That person never makes you feel like you need to do more or be more. So he helped me learn a lot about myself because I felt like I was never anyone's first choice. I was never picked. I was never the friend that someone called to go out first. I was the friend people called because their first choice couldn't go. Are you free? I was going out with this one. Now she's not around. So I always felt like plan B or the backup. Like I always struggled a little bit with that when it came to like friend groups and friendships. And again, this has nothing to do with my group of best friends because they're like my sister's ride or die. But we legit talk in the group chat every day and we're perfectly fine if we don't see each other. So it's more like, you know, the going out friends, quote unquote. And so 2024, I was just so content and so comfortable in my own element. My career is stable. My relationship is stable. All of my relationships are stable. My friendships, like I just said, my family, I didn't need any extra friends. I was like, I'm fine with every single thing that I have. So my personal life and my professional life were as perfect as they could get at this stage. I wasn't looking for more. I wasn't looking for more money. I wasn't looking for a bigger career change. I was happy with making the money that I make, happy with doing what I do. I love what I do. And I love my friendships and all the personal things in my life. So 2024 was a big year of feeling content, which I just spoke about contentment in the episode titled The Grass Isn't Greener on the Other Side. It came out December 16th, 2024. And that episode is very symbolic of my 2024 year because I think beforehand, all of that more energy did come from looking at everyone else's grass and thinking that their grass was greener and wanting what they have and wanting their green grass. And this past year, I grew out of that and I accepted that the grass is not greener on the other side. The grass is green where you water it. And so that's all I did in 2024 was water my own grass. I focused on what I do have, not what I don't have. So 2024 was my pure bliss year. I said no to things I was invited to if I didn't want to go, simply because I prioritized my own happiness and well-being this year, which is big growth. And then, of course, I ended the year with a bang, getting engaged, which leads to 2025. And here we are, my bridal era year. This will be my planning year, my watching my lifelong dreams come true year. We're actually moving, like I said, this week that you hear this, like the day of this episode, not the day that you're watching this. Obviously, this is not moving day. This episode comes out January 13th, Monday, and we should be moving on that exact day of like when you're listening to this. So this will be a huge life change for me because I never lived with a guy. I never even lived with a girl. I never had a roommate. I always lived alone. I only ever had roommates my freshman and sophomore years of college. But since then, since after my sophomore year, I always lived solo. I created my routines and my lifestyle and everything is mine and I don't have to share and I don't have to compromise. So this is going to be really, really new for me, but I'm kind of teasing a little bit. It's not going to be that hard. Okay. I'm very excited. Of course there will be changes. There will be sharing, there will be compromise, but we got along so well. I'm really excited. And I think all of this really, like entering this era of moving for the first time, you know, with a guy and being engaged and planning a wedding and all of that, I find that and 2025 to be super symbolic of turning 30 and what my 30s era will be. Because I am turning 30 in February. February 7th is my birthday. And I feel like the past decade, my 20s, was so focused on my independence and being single and working on my career and doing things alone. And I don't need anybody. I only rely on myself and I could be selfish and I could pick up and go whenever I want. I could travel wherever and whenever. And my life really got to be about nobody other than me throughout my 20s. I could prioritize myself and nobody else throughout my 20s. So before this era, I never had anyone to rely on and depend on. And now I do. And he will also rely and depend on me too. So it feels nice because it's not like now my life is not only going to revolve around me. It's going to get to revolve around somebody else too. And I know for some people that sounds like a nightmare, but I'm such a lover. Like I love to care about people. I love to take care of people, especially him. So like I am excited and I talk so often about divine timing. And I just think that's what this all is. Turning 30 in 2025. The year that I live with a man for the first time, a man who's going to be my freaking husband, nonetheless, it's the year that I'm going to become a wife. And then from there, God willing, this decade, will be, you know, my time where I become a mom, we start a family of our own, and God willing, we move into our forever home, because this right now, this is our starter home. So this is our first place. I don't want to plan too far in advance, because you never know what life can bring. You know what they say, you make your plans and then God laughs. So I'm not like trying to get ahead of myself and say, okay, this is what's going to happen at 32 and 33 and 35 and 37. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that's all what I anticipate and hope and pray happens in this decade, my 30s. The symbolism is very clear to me. Like my 20s were all about me, but now my 30s get to also be about my husband and our future kids. So yeah, I just think that there's a symbolism there that all of this is happening now in 2025. I feel like so far my life can now be broken up into two parts. Like I believe I just ended part one in the book of my life and now I'm beginning part two. And then of course there will be more parts as I go into more chapters. Once you do have kids and they get older and God willing, you have this amazing life and future ahead of you, there will be a part four, a three, four, five, whatever. But I feel like part one just ended. I feel like all of that selfish season and whatever was like kind of combined with my childhood. So now I feel like they always say like your life begins again when you get married and your life begins again when you have kids. And so I feel like that's what's happening here. I just turned the page on part one of the story of my life and I'm just now beginning part two. So yeah, I'm very excited. There's so much to come. And those were the themes of each year for me. That was my overall reflection that I wanted to share with you girls that I did, you know, in my lonesome when I was just journaling and reflecting and looking back on the years, which I have so much respect for every year and I am so proud of all of the things. But my overall consensus tells me exactly how I started this. Each year was my year, including the failures and all, because each year brought lessons and success in different ways and growth and personal development. And I always found happiness in each season from all different things. And I always followed my heart, even if that meant making very hard, hard, hard decisions. So each year got me one step closer to everything I wanted. And that's exactly what I want for you girls, to find the theme of each year and discover how it can all lead to your big thing and your big moment. And decide now what your theme of 2025 will be. And so girls, that is all we have for today. Before you go, I would love, love, love if you can leave 5 stars, a review. If you're watching on Spotify, leave a comment on this episode. It is so greatly appreciated. It helps the show so much. If you're watching on Apple, you could go on my podcast page, scroll down, leave a whole review there. It just would mean the world to me. So thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls.